This is Senator Al Simpson. America's energy industry is facing tough times, but that hasn't stopped real dreamers in Congress from calling for a carbon tax. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, America's energy industry is face to face with crisis. We import more than 50% of our oil. Nuclear power hasn't seen a new plant start since 79. And the price of coal and oil and natural gas is so low that thousands have lost their jobs. Ted, we could sure use a national energy policy right now, but instead there's crazy talk in Congress for a carbon tax on the nation's entire energy supply. This weird tax would be placed on the production of any fuel which creates carbon dioxide. And so nutty is the idea that the tax on coal would be more than the price of coal on the open market. Tell me, please, how is that fair? Instead of breathing new life into our energy industries, a carbon tax would only snuff out any hope we may have for America becoming energy independent. Or do you Northeasterners even care, Ted?
Old anti-environment Al is popping off again. You're blowing only one horn of our energy dilemma. The reason the carbon tax is being mentioned in the budget summit and widely discussed in Europe is its environmental benefit. Burning fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas cause the greenhouse effect and the worsening problem of global warming. The carbon tax hits coal hardest because for a given amount of energy, coal produces the most carbon dioxide and the worst global warming. Other energy taxes are also being considered at the budget summit, such as an oil import tax, a gasoline tax, an oil tax, and a tax on all forms of energy. Each has advantages and disadvantages. It's not clear any will be chosen, but let's debate the alternatives fairly, Al, without your anti-environmental bias. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on assault weapons. Let's ban them, lock, stock, and barrel. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.